You can take your Bibles tonight. You can go to Deuteronomy chapter 27. Deuteronomy chapter 27. We're going to start in verse 4. And I thought in light of the holiday this week, I would share a little on Thanksgiving, but also a little bit on rejoicing and how they're kind of related. And in Deuteronomy 27, verse 4, it says, "Therefore it shall be, when you be gone over Jordan, that you shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and shall plaster them with plaster. And there shalt thou build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stones. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them." So they weren't to cut the stones. They weren't to make them fancy or fit together real nice. Just take the raw stones and plaster them together. Verse 6, "Thou shalt build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole stones, and thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord thy God. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, and shalt eat there, and rejoice before the Lord thy God." Right? So this was to be a place that was simply for God. Right? It wasn't about men's skill or craftsmanship in the altar that they built, but that this was just to be a nice, simple place for them to commune with God. And in verse 7, it says that they should offer peace offerings. And peace offerings were offerings of thanksgiving and praise to God. That was their intention, right? They would offer the burnt offerings for other things, but peace offerings were just a show of thanksgiving and praise to God. And it was to be followed by rejoicing. They were to rejoice before the Lord. Right? So God gave them a commandment. He told them as part of what they were supposed to do was to make time to be thankful and praise God and to rejoice, to do both. Go to Psalm 107, verse 19. Psalm 107, verse 19. Psalm 107, 19 says, "Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses." Right? So that's an awesome thing that God does for his people. They cry unto him in their trouble, and his response is to save them. Save them out of their distresses. Verse 20, "He sent his word and" what? "Healed them and delivered them." Healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So the cry is like, oh, if people would only just praise God for this awesome stuff that he does. And the awesome stuff that he does is saves, heals, delivers. Like, oh, that people would just praise God for that, for his goodness. And verse 22, "And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works" with what? "Rejoicing." Right? So you can see how they're linked together. They're related. Right? If Christians would just open their hearts and their mouths to praise God, right? And in the Old Testament, it was a free will offering that people gave as a way to show thankfulness, right? That's what it means by sacrifices of thanksgiving. It was a free will offering to sort of say, thanks, God. You know, I'm offering the sacrifice as a thank you, as a way to show appreciation for what God did. Not because they sinned, right? Or because they needed to be cleansed from that sin. You know, there were other sacrifices for that. But these sacrifices of thanksgiving, it was just to say thank you to God. It was just a free will offering that people would give to show that they were thankful. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Right? So they would offer the thanks and then they would just rejoice in the goodness that God did. They would rejoice together because of God's healing and because of God's deliverance and because that God saved them from that distressing situation. Right? And that's what God does for us all the time. When we look to him, he's the same God who wants to take care of us. Right? So we should rejoice together in that. We should call each other on the phone or talk about it at fellowship, right? And we should share those things that God does for us so that we can rejoice together, right? And that rejoicing in its own right is a way of showing how thankful we are, right? It's like that attitude of gratitude. And we're going to be blessed. Go to Jeremiah 33. We'll be happy. Because we'll be thinking about and we'll be reminded of what God has accomplished for us or what he's done for us or how he helped us out of that thing. I mean, it's a great way to help you renew your mind to God and his word and his benefits. Jeremiah 33:11. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. Right? And this voice of joy, this voice of gladness, right? They would sing praises to God too. That was another way that they would show their thanks, right? This is referring to how they would sing to God with their voices, that they would lift up their voices to God and praise him. It was a way that they showed thanksgiving. Thankfulness and praise leads to joyfulness and gladness, right? They're connected. They're connected. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Right? And that's kind of some stuff from the Old Testament about it, right? Those are ways that they showed thankfulness and rejoiced together, right? Well, with these offerings and with singing and that kind of stuff. It was a free will offering at times. It was with singing. 1 Thessalonians 5, this is addressed to us, says, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. Well, then I guess we're supposed to rejoice too, right? Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, do what? Give thanks. So they're related, right? Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. This is the will of God, right? It's what God wants us to do. The will of God is for us to be thankful. The will of God is for us to rejoice. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and me, you and I. It's the will of God for us to be thankful, right? He wants to see us blessed because he knows that they're connected, right? We rejoice when we're thankful. Go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Ephesians 5, 19. speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of your Lord Jesus Christ. So, in this administration, we can do the same thing, right? We can sing. We can sing in our hearts. We can sing aloud, right? It's a heart thing, as it says in verse 19. Making melody in your where? In your heart to the Lord. It's a heart thing, right? That we just have a thankful and blessed heart. Our hearts should be full of praise and full of thanksgiving because of the benefits that God loads us with daily, right? It says in Psalm 68:19 that he daily loads us with benefits, right? So that's a day-by-day thing. It's an everyday thing that God just loves us so much to load us with these benefits. And so we can praise and be thankful to him. Go to Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 15. It's something that he wants us to do all of the time because it helps us keep our minds renewed and stayed on him and his word. Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Right? So in our administration, it's not a sacrifice of animals like it was in the Old Testament. It wasn't this free will offering where, you know, they made literal sacrifices to God, but it's a sacrifice of praise, meaning it's a sacrifice of us offering to God from our lips, giving thanks to his name, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to God. And in 1 Corinthians 14, it kind of talks about that a little bit deeper. 1 Corinthians 14, in our administration, right, we don't have to make sacrifices of animals because God gave us something even bigger. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, it says, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say, amen, at thy what? Giving of thanks. Seeing he understands not what thou sayest, for thou verily givest thanks well. When you speak in tongues, you give thanks well. Right? So when you speak in tongues, when you sing in tongues, right? Part of what you're doing is giving thanks well. You're giving thanks to God. We're giving thanks to God the good way, right? That's what it means to say we give thanks well. We give thanks to God the good way, right? The way that he wants to be worshipped and thanked, right? I'm very thankful we don't have to cut up little animal parts and offer them to God. That blesses me a lot, right? I can speak in tongues instead. That's a lot simpler. Right? And that's what God wants for us, right? The fruit of our lips is thanks to God, and that's speaking in tongues. And Colossians is chock full of exhortation to be thankful. Go to Colossians chapter 2. It tells us some of just a few little tidbits of the many, many things we can be thankful for. Colossians 2, we'll start in verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein, abounding in the faith, with what? Thanksgiving. Right? So we can be thankful that we've received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we're born again, and that we can abound in believing, that we can have abundant believing because of what Jesus Christ accomplished for us and what we can work as a result. We can abound in that with thanksgiving. Go to chapter 1, verse 10. Chapter 1, verse 10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with what? Joyfulness. Right? There's the rejoicing. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Right? So there's a lot there. Right? But it's all things that we can be thankful for. Giving thanks unto the Father. Thankful for being able to be faithful unto good works. Being thankful for growing in God's word and an understanding of it. Being thankful that we're strengthened with all might. Being thankful that we have the ability and the power to endure. Right? That's what our patience and long-suffering allows us to do, is to endure. Right? Worthy of God's promises. Right? He's made us meet. He's made us worthy to be partakers of the inheritance. And the inheritance are his promises. He's made us worthy to take part in his promises. Right? All of that stuff is incredible. Things we can be thankful for. Verse 3 says, we give thanks to God and to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for what?
You.
We can be thankful for each other, for the other believers. Right? We can be thankful that we're part of a body of people who all believe the rightly divided word and who want to take care of each other and who want to stand together with one another and help each other. We can be thankful for each other. Chapter 3, verse 15. Right? And this epistle was to get them back to the place where they were believing rightly, right? Ephesians is the doctrine, Philippians is the reproof. This is the correction to get them back to the right way of believing. And a big part of it was showing them all the things that they could be thankful for, right? Because being thankful helps them get their heads back to what God is trying to teach them, what he wants them to live and to walk in. And verse 15 of chapter 3 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be ye what? Thankful. Let the word of or concerning Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Right? So the peace of God rules in our hearts. We can be thankful for that. And in all that we do, whatever it is, whatever we're doing, in word or in deed, right, according to God's word, we can be thankful while we do it, giving thanks to God and the Father by him, right? It just helps us to do that stuff, to carry out God's word, is to be thankful for what he's made available to us. You can go to Psalm chapter 100. Y'all know this one. We could have sang this one tonight. The top of my Bible says, joyful songs of praise and worship of the Lord. And this is a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. There's joy there. There's joy and rejoicing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Right? Because when we're thankful, we're going to be glad. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with complaining, with a bummed old attitude. No, with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Right? So because of all of this, we are to be thankful. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Be thankful unto him. And we can make a joyful noise because of all that we have to be thankful for, right? As we are thankful, we are happy and joyful and blessed, right? And that's the way that God designed it. That's the way that he wants it. So this Thanksgiving, remember to be thankful for all that God did for you and let it make you happy. Let it make you blessed. Think about it and let it make you smile, right? Because as we're thankful for those things and God's goodness, right, the joy and the rejoicing will follow.